The West Live. The West Live. With Ben O'Shea. Brought to you by the WA Local Government Association. What's your happy place?
Are you a Kim Kardashian fan, Jeffrey?
No. No. Should I be?
Isn't she becoming a lawyer?
Well, apparently.
She's becoming a lawyer, right? So, because before that, really, her claim to fame was as a reality TV star. It hadn't really put much of anything into the world except for a couple of kids, two kids for Kim Kardashian.
Certain video.
Yeah, video that we won't mention.
No.
But she has now made a vow of something that she's going to continue to do even after getting her law degree.
That's right. She's going to keep posting raunchy selfies, you know, because you're going to take a stand against something. As Kim K, that's probably the thing to do, right?
Because she breaks the internet every time she posts a picture of what
she does.
Was like. She had, you know, she's kind of popularized the, you know, sort of more voluptuous body shape, right? Like, I think before that, I think people aspired to a certain body shape. Kim Kardashian just totally smashed that.
Changed it all.
Which there's been positives to that for sure.
Why doesn't she aspire to sort of something difficult like becoming a neurosurgeon or something like that? I mean, sort of, you know, Reese Witherspoon's already done the law.
You know, her dad...
Legally blonde.
That's
Kate
true.
Got it.
That's true. They're very good, very good. But, you know, Kim Kardashian's dad was a very famous lawyer.
This is right. Yeah, he was.
Rob Kardashian, is that right? Rob Kardashian? Robert Kardashian was O.J. Simpson's lawyer.
Right. Is she going to practice? Does she sort of say that she's going to sort of...
Is she taking it seriously?
Become a public defender or something
public
like
defender.
That?
Apparently, she's a public defender. No, there is no chance.
By the police that she's going to defend them or something.
She's been to the White House. She met with Trump back in the day, and I think she actually played a part.
She married
releasing
Kanye,
somebody
she?
From jail.
She was, for a while there.
So she must be bored or something or other.
Yeah, look, I think she's realised that maybe these looks may not last for. I'm not sure, but she wants to keep
her mum still looks
as
great
as she can. I know they do. They all look pretty amazing.
Kardashians all look amazing. I think they may have had a little bit of work along the way, some of them, but still.
You think? I find that hard to believe.
No. But the pictures, you know, speak for themselves. You've got to see the pictures. She looks pretty amazing as usual, and she's just going to keep posting.
When you say that she's changed the body shape thing, how do you mean?
So before, I've actually read an article and it shows you three times. Yeah, so
the
rather
skinny,
than the skinny
mini type thing is,
it's, you know, it's all about small waists, very big hips, big booties, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
To the point where people are actually getting plastic surgery to look like her and implants.
But she hasn't had that?
Well,
is she
no,
naturally,
apparently not.
Right.
According to her, she's natural, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And to the point where young women are now going to specialist personal trainers and gyms that specialise in creating that body shape. It's a thing, right?
It's a thing.
Like it's
yeah,
a thing.
Absolutely.
Like it's, you know, like the booty burn classes and all this kind of thing. Like, and there are personal trainers whose businesses, you see them all the time. They're called so and so booty master. I made that one up, but
that's good.
That could be one, right?
Yeah.
And they go there and they do whatever the exercises are that create like gigantic gluteus maximus muscles.
That's a really good way of putting it.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't because it's very hard for a dude to talk about it otherwise. It sounds super creepy. So I'd like to stay absolutely scientific. gluteus maximus. But what happens, what I want to know is what happens in later life. Like, because it's pretty hardcore exercising to really work that muscle, right? A lot of squats, all that sort of stuff. But then when you turn, you know, sort of 40, 45, you're not doing that anymore. Like, as we all know, like when you stop working a muscle, it turns to fat.
Yes.
What happens then?
You'll still be big.
I guess that's true.
It's like, well, and droopier. I mean,
it could be a whole generation of very weird looking people.
It's like your tats fade, Ben.
That's true.
As you get older, you know. Those old, you know, look at some of those ones from 30 years ago with the barbed wire around the thing.
Exactly,
I mean, you know,
exactly.
They're not looking all that flash anymore. Like,
I'm really regretting the butterfly tramp stamp that I've got.
Me too.
Well, you're regretting his.
So what are you guys doing this weekend?
I'm going to a quiz night tonight for.
Are you hosting?
No. That's already been and gone. For the Heart Kids of
nice.
WA.
Nice.
So and I'm on a table, which I rarely ever do. If I go to sort of one quiz night, I'm usually the host.
Yeah. Are you good at quizzes?
we'll find out. Yeah. But I like to think.
I would hope so.
I sometimes feel I go along and, you know, I'm going to nail this. Yeah, and then, you know, you crap and you're like fifth or sixth or something like that. You're all right, but you're right in the middle and it's there.
And there can be a lot of pressure as well when you're on a table of, you know, of mates who just have other types of jobs. And they think because you work in the media, you will automatically know everything about all current events. You'll be able to recognise any politician from just a picture of their neck. It's not that easy.
No. There's too much information to remember. I'm an absolute quiz dud. Like, you know, and I admit it freely. You know, my friends, again, because I work in the media, think, oh, come along, you'll know everything. No.
What's your worst category? Because mine's music. Well, I just like, you know, music. I just, I know that song, but I don't know who sang it or whatever. So
probably history, I've got to say. Oh, yeah. You know, I remember bits and pieces.
And what are you doing this weekend, Kate?
It's really exciting. Get ready. I'm working.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's unfortunate for you. As you get a couple of days off next week?
I do. So a bit of work and my son's footy game, that sort of thing. So,
oh, nice.
Yeah, it'll be nice.
Oh, good. Well, thanks, guys, for being on The West Live. We'll talk to you next week.
Pleasure.
See you.